Columbine Survivor, Joe Biden's Gun Control Empowers Criminals. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 21, 2020. Columbine shooting survivor Evan Todd warned Monday that Democrat presidential hopeful of Joe Biden's gun control push empowers criminals and leaves schools wide open to attack. The Columbine attack took place April 20, 1999. And on April 20, 2020, Biden took part in a town hall marking the anniversary of the heinous assault via gun control push. Todd says he could not stay silent as Biden utilizes tragedy for political gain. He said, "I hate to break it to you liberals, but Joe Biden supports some of the worst gun control measures that disempower law-abiding citizens from protecting themselves and protecting the ones that they love." Todd added, "Joe Biden has been on the wrong side of the Second Amendment more times than not over his multi-decade political career." Todd said, "The most important thing in our lives is our children, and we send them to school every day entrusting them to the school, yet we don't give them the tools they need to protect them." He observed, "We need to stop disarming our teachers at the door." Biden has been vocal in his opposition to allowing teachers to be armed for classroom defense. On March 15, 2019, Breitbart News quoted Biden talking about banning whole categories of firearms and high-capacity magazines, and saying, "There are so many other things we can do to make schools safer, other than arming teachers." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.